time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
1, 2, 1, 2. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
We are back in your ear canal for another week. Hopefully, this is hopefully you're listening to this in a celebratory fashion, you know, depending. Or hopefully you ain't somberly listening to this shit.
Somebody might be somber.
Somebody, right.
Yeah, either somebody, way it go.
Yeah, man. Hopefully my people are celebrating.
So they understand, like, you know, we are taping this before the results happen of this 2020 U.S. presidential election.
Yeah. So, judgment night.
Right. It might be a whole nother world by the time y'all hear this shit. But
shit. Yeah, man. They might not even let podcasts be through no more. Not on the public airwaves.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna see.
We gonna see for real.
This will serve as a time capsule to life pre the new world.
The last time you heard niggas laugh in public.
You know what I'm saying? The last motherfucking podcast.
That shit is crazy, man. Oh man, shit, dude. How you doing though? How you feeling?
I'm doing good, man. I mean, I'm tripping. Mm-hmm. With all this, you know what I'm saying, this propaganda going on, you know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of tripping because, you know, I'm in Atlanta right now. So a lot of businesses are boarding up and shit like that. It's like they getting ready for the riots. But I'm trying to figure out who is supposed to be the rioters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm just trying to figure out who is supposed to be, because if it's the Trump people, they don't seem to be like they thinking about looting stores. I guess they riding around in trucks trying to shoot niggas. And then if is Biden win, if Trump wins, I don't think that ain't something we test shit up about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think so. I saw them boarding up stores in East New York. I'm like, come on now. What's going on?
Right. Yeah. So, and they linking it to like, well, you know, when George Floyd, that ain't got shit to do with this.
Yeah. No, that's a whole different type of reaction. That's a whole different type of injustice.
Right. I'm like, who sent out the memo?
Right.
Like, and then if the pickup truck guys are running around with the guns and you know what I'm saying, cordoning off buses and, you know what I'm saying, approaching people with shirts on, with Black Lives Matter shirts on and stuff, why y'all preparing for you know what I'm saying, black people to be looting?
You're boarding up the Target.
That don't even make no sense. It's like, we ain't tripping. We chilling right now. This ain't no shit. That. We are hot by the we shit. It's a hard enough time just trying to get people to go vote.
Right.
That's what we talking. That's what the conversation is around our way.
Yeah.
So I don't understand these protective measures just in case what y'all out of touch and out of tune, man, or y'all just trying to ramp something up that don't naturally exist.
Right. That's what it feels like. Feels like they're trying to create a narrative. You know, if anything, leave the liquor stores open for a few hours.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because there's going to be a lot of drinking. A lot of people like, fuck, if it don't go the right way.
Yeah. Man, I was just saying, you know, if anything, shit, board up the goddamn gun shops and bullet stores and shit. You know what I'm saying? Those seem to be cats with the problems.
Well, did you see Walmart stopped selling guns and bullets probably about a week ago in preparation for this shit?
I mean, they probably should have. It's the people of Walmart that got the problem, not the people of goddamn Linux.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, dude. But this shit is going to be interesting, man. I'm trying to maintain the hope. You know, like, I'm trying to maintain the hope, dog. I really hope the shit pops off. I already see some bullshit. I saw that, I guess, some judge, something happened with the post office to where they weren't allowed to sweep the post office for as many, like, some of the mail-in ballots. So it's looking like they're going to lose, like, 300,000 mail-in ballots that are probably not even going to be able to be counted. Some shit. I just saw that today on the internet.
But then the judge say that they're forcing them to find the ballots?
I hope that's the latest news, hopefully.
That was the latest headline I saw.
Okay, yeah, yeah. We'll see. That's why I definitely didn't vote through the mail. I was like, let me just go to the spot, get to the site. Did you get to vote? Did you get to?
I did mine through the mail.
Okay. Uh-oh. Well, let us pray. Let's hope it work out, man.
The thing about New York is, you know, it usually tips blue anyway. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we get the count, but, you know. I remember one situation. I think it was one of them Bush times when they stole the election. And that's when I really found out about that Electoral College and how it works. And it's like, shit, yeah, you voted and New York was blue, but shit, that shit was going to always be blue anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, not that your vote didn't count. It's just like the way that the game is weighted. You know, these motherfuckers is voting on the curve.
Right. It felt like your vote didn't count. Yeah. Right. It's the worst. That is the worst. I still haven't really fully understood the Electoral College. I'm trying to figure out. I see it's linked to, you know, slavery and all of that and various things. So we will see.
That shit is linked to let the people think they got a choice. And then shit, at the end of the day, Electoral College, what we say?
Yeah.
You know, so the Electoral College is the people.
Basically, right? That's the Illuminati, I guess.
That's what we're going with.
I don't know. You know, I'm just talking shit. Talking shit here with my fingers crossed, figuring it all out, man.
Well, last 2016, where were you? And
2016. Yeah. I was at the crib. I voted. I went out and voted. I voted not even reluctantly for Hillary. I wasn't going to vote for Trump, but I wasn't that excited about vote for Hillary. But I also felt like, you know what, man? You know, I'm not voting for Trump. There's no way he going to win. You know what I mean? That type of thing. I had a lot of that energy. And I remember on the day of, I had a promo photo shoot for True TV. And I had like a 5 a.m. pickup. So, because the shoot was going to be super early. And so I didn't even stay up. Like, I went to sleep early. I went to sleep early. But when I went to sleep early, it looked like Hillary kind of had it in the bag. You know what I mean? It wasn't nothing going on. I woke up in the wee hours, about 4:30, because I had a 5 o'clock wake up, and I found out Trump was president in the motherfucking living room, dolo, at 4:30 a.m. Like, oh shit! Like, it was the worst shit ever. And then I got picked up. I had to go to a damn studio to take photos, and the whole set was somber. Everybody in that bitch, or at least they were outwardly somber. There probably been a few people in that bitch that was low-key celebrating, but for the most part, people were like, it was not even just somber. It was just like disbelief. Like, what? Like, I can't even believe this shit. But you still got a smile. Shit, that was a mind fuck. That was the intro to the Trump presidency for me. Mm-hmm. What about you? Where were you 2016?
2016, Rajni Jock and Kai and L. Clay did a viewing party, you know, election viewing party at Casablanca Bar, RIP Casablanca.
Oh, it's a wrap?
Yeah, COVID killed Casablanca.
Damn.
So we in the Casablanca. You know, it's a small group of people. You know, everybody is festive. You know, the DJ is playing tunes and shit. You know, beers, is drinks is flowing. Everybody having a great time. And then, you know, that shit started to get crunch time. And then certain key states started to fall to Trump way. Mm. And then the mood changed in that bitch. And so slowly, steadily, the decline of emotion was setting in. You know what I'm saying? By the time I left before it was all the way wrapped up, but you know what I'm saying? They was all basically calling it a wrap. Mm-hmm. And it was tears. It was, you know what I'm saying? That shit was a very depressing scene. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I got the hell on and, you know, shit. And every time I think about, I always think about Rajni when I think about this election coming up because, you know, again, she was so excited and put the whole thing together, and then she just she took the news so hard. Like, that was the first person I was around that was, like, you know, taking the news hard. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, damn. So, you know, as we lead into tonight, you know what I'm saying, I sent up a little prayer for Rajni.
There you go. There you go. Pray for Rajni.
Because, you know, this shit here is a trip.
Yeah. This shit is looking crazy. It's been, and then I'm trying not to get superstitious about certain shit, you know. Like, I remember with the Hillary shit, I remember, like, Beyonce and Jay kind of gave the last minute endorsement, like at the last, at the final hour and shit. Mm-hmm. And then I see Beyonce just gave her final endorsement of Biden just recently. I'm like, ah, oh, don't do this. Not again. You know what I mean? But, you know.
The Carter curse.
Right. It's like the new Madden curse. Oh, shit. But we will see, man. Your man Lil Wayne was looking crazy out here. I wasn't, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I won't say I wasn't surprised. I wasn't disappointed. Because Lil Wayne is so disconnected politically and out of touch that's like on brand for him. You know what I'm saying? You know, we call him out of tune she. But it was just like, bro, what are you doing? And more than anything, I was just disgusted with that nigga's fit. That little sweater khaki combination he had on, like he got a Best Buy job interview. It was terrible, man.
He looking like one of them Tiki Torch people.
Yeah, basically. That's exactly with little Dockers on.
Get the fuck out of it. Anyway, it's like Dave Chappelle said about Ja Rule. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't care what the fuck Lil Wayne got to say at a time like this.
The Thursday before the election, you hammered out the real issues. If you don't get out of here with that shit.
Right.
But you know what I mean?
It just looked like, you know, rapper for hire. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Took the check, you know. Yeah. Out of touch, out of tune. You know, it's sad to see. But, you know, he been in the bubble for a long time. And he been in the entertainment thing, rolling state to state, city to city since he was 12, 13 years old. He not in the same place as regular folk. You know what I'm saying? His mindset ain't. It's interesting because, you know, it's not no cool thing to say now. But I've talked about it on here. When I shot at Trump crib, right? Long in 2011. Mm-hmm. And we shot his wife, Melania, in their crib in the Trump Towers. You know what I'm saying? And we took a little lunch break. And so as we was taking the lunch break, I went to the window and looked at the view. And the view from the nigga crib is like, you know, all horizon. And that's, you know, that's not no easy feat in New York City. So the way that building is positioned, it's, you know, you could look straight over Central Park and all you see is the horizon. No obstructions to the view. Then you can't hear nothing on the street. You know what I'm saying? You look down, people down there look like ants. You know what I'm saying? And the first thought came to my mind was, man, motherfucker living like this, man, don't have no real reason to even care about what people down there think. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like all you seeing is horizon and, you know what I'm saying? You go to your roof, get on the helicopter and dip out. You don't, like, horns blowing and, you know, it's doggy poop on the street and all that shit, don't even concern you because you're not even in that way. So it's the same thing for somebody like Wayne. You know what I mean? The way that they move and been moving, he don't have no real reason to even know how a regular person feels for the most part. He can if he wanted to, but if your day-to-day is moving and grooving and getting to it, and you hear you there, your time is not really yours, you know what I'm saying? You just on a schedule. You got handlers, you know what I'm saying? You've been surrounded by just studio rats and studio cats all your life. Yo, you know what I'm saying? He say shit that let you know that, like you said, out of tunchi, because he out of touch with what we talking about.
Yeah. So high up, your ear is the furthest from the street it will ever be. You know what I mean? That shit is impossible. Yeah, nah, it's true. But,
yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting. And what was really funny was, you know, they had Lil Pump. They had Lil Pump be a little endorsement, but then he brought him out. He called him Lil Pimp. Did you see the video? He said, hey, Lil Pimp, we got Lil Pimp. Lil Pump, come on up here. That I'll shit show you. He don't give a fuck about you.
I guess he got all the addicts, the hip hop addicts on squad. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
Syrup abusers and pill poppers. So you know,
promethazine squad.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It almost be to the point where, and you, yeah, almost I hate that I even had to even have this kind of thought. It's like, damn, am I? I guess I kind of got too grown to hit for hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like as far as the lifestyle and culture, because that shit don't be adding up no more.
Yeah, it don't even look conducive at all. Right. The shit just, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, man, these niggas ain't talking about Nathan, that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's just certain, that's the mass appeal hip hop that's out here now. And, you know, of course, it's always, you know, it's in you because you've been in it since you've been around. But it's like, man, is this probably how, like, the, you know what I'm saying, the disco people probably felt. You know what I'm saying? After a while, this shit started getting played. You like, man, maybe I need to start listening to Johnny Mathis or some shit. But
I can't
go that far, but I'm just saying. Yeah, these niggas is out of touch with
what it's not resonating. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. You know what, though? Because I was thinking about that. It's very disappointing. Obviously, fortunately, I'm old enough to where, you know, I'm not highly influenced by rappers, especially on some old political shit, you know.
Oh, definitely,
You know, but I did think, and I mean, we spoke about this a couple weeks ago, you know, the fact that I remember Yusef Hawkins has a lot to do with Chubb Rock. You know, the fact that I think my first awareness of Shirley Chisholm is because of Biz Markie, you know, so there is a level of influence that these rappers do have. However, you know, at that point I was young, so I wasn't a voter. But, you know, I guess they're trying to target some of these newly 18-year-old rap fans that are just, you know what I'm saying? That sounds like some hot shit to do. Let me go ahead and da-da-da-da-da. But, you know, it kind of just, for a hot second, it made me say, you know what? Why would you even undermine your legacy for some shit like this? But honestly, as far as Lil Wayne goes, I don't think that shit gonna really hurt him at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, I feel like it's on brand for him to be wildly out of touch. Lil Pump, I mean, I don't think he has a legacy. You know what I mean? The Kanye shit is, I don't know. That's frustrating. Ice Cube will be fine.
Hey, I mean, you know, but Cube, I didn't feel like he came out and endorsed Trump. He said he had some conversations with both teams, Blase Skip. Yeah. I don't hold that against him because if you're trying to get some shit done, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have to talk to some motherfuckers that, you know what I'm saying, you don't necessarily agree with. Now, Kanye, I think he's building that as a part of what his legacy is, you know what I'm saying? So it may not fit what we may believe is, you know what I'm saying, was the part that was feel good to us. But he wants to get into the whole genius, you know what I'm saying, you know, history making space. So he doing wild shit that, you know what I'm saying, is going to put him there. It may look crazy to us, but I guess in his mind, he's trying to lay out all these benchmarks or, you know what I'm saying, hit off the little checks on his bucket list. So he said he was going to run for president, you know what I'm saying, in 2024. So maybe this is just his warm-up, you know what I mean? Came a little earlier, and he warming up, so next time he can make a real run. I don't know. But that next election going to be wild, too, especially if Trump win, because, you know, it'll be another situation. So,
yeah.
I think Kanye is probably on track to do exactly what he wants to do. I might not like it, but I think he's on track to do what I think Lil Wayne is just out here floating, you know. You know, just doing whatever for the day. I don't think he thinks much further than the day. I mean, he even has philosophies, you know what I'm saying? If you want to get to the future, you got to work through the present. So I think he just be thinking about right now. So his future just going to be whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man. It's a damn shame. But, you know, to each his own. You know what I mean? That's the thing that you have to remember, to each his own. Everybody, you could do whatever you want to do with your legacy, your vote, whatever. That's truly it. Because that's the thing that is the reminder of the shit is you only really got your vote.
Right.
You know, that's it. You got your vote. You hope that, you know, you're in step with what's going on and in step with what would progressively help the people that you are most connected to or whatever like that. You know, everybody got an agenda too. So, you know,
right,
just because that person's agenda is not for you, I mean, it is what it is. They have the right to it, you know, as upsetting as it may be, you know. I'm curious how we're going to feel a month from now, either way it goes. I'm just curious what the, because I do feel like there's a lingering tension and anxiety that's in the world, like that's coming to a head tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and we're gonna see what happens tomorrow or whatever. But like, there's been this whole like, this is like the season finale, for, you know, sake of a better analogy. You know what I mean? Like this we've been through it all now, all 9 episodes of a lot of bullshit. There was there was some unrest in the summer. There was the COVID crisis. There was, you know, just a whole lot of just dumb shit. And now we're gonna see where America is going. If America is the America that you've been watching on television,
man,
or if it's something totally different.
America ain't never been the America from TV. You know? I mean, when you talk
about... depends on what you're watching.
Right. I mean, like, when you talk about, you know, everybody having a one vote, and that's true even, you know what I'm saying? And if you break that shit all the way down to your family, you know what I mean? It's like you're going to get different points of views, and you're going to get people that's wildly on one side and other people who wildly on the other. You know what I mean? It's like, damn. Like... there's no real consensus. It's just that we have these two prevailing frames of thought that, you know, they push out there for us to say, okay, you got these people on the left and these people on the right. And you got various extremes of left and various extremes of right. But then, you know what I'm saying? If I look around to some of the people who probably vote Democratic, but when you talk to them and their views and their, you know what I'm saying, that shit sound a lot Republican, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you got some conservative black people who are Democrats or whatever, but their real views, you know what I'm saying, they against this and they against that, or, you know what I mean, they want, you know, less taxes for them as a high income earner, you know what I'm saying? All they lean in sound very conservative. Like Rush Limbaugh-ish, you know what I'm saying? But they be regular old black people that you be cool with, you know what I'm saying? You got the one cat that be in your crew that just is on some other shit, You know, mm-hmm. Everybody don't always link up. Be some like, you know, in college, you might have everybody chip in, you know what I'm saying, to buy beer, you know, pass the hat. Then you got the one dude who got a pocket full of money, but always refused to chip in. You know what I'm saying? But then want to drink on the beer. You know, he like a Republican.
Yeah, that's how he got all that money.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a, you know, and that's, it's like a fallacy that, you know, you got two sides. It's not two sides. It's like everybody got these varying degrees of beliefs. And, yeah. And you know, it's just human nature. But it's easier for organization and society to just say, okay, this, this, and this, that.
Right. Yeah. But we will see. We will see. Well, we're going to know. Y'all going to know when y'all listen to this. You're going to be like, yeah.
Yeah, oh, y'all already know. Y'all listening to us like.
Y'all been new.
Y'all niggas in the past.
Mm-hmm. This shit dated like a motherfucker.
Before it gets started.
This shit is super dated. Yeah, man. Speaking of dated, I'm on season 6 now of Game of Thrones. I am into this shit, dog. I don't know if you know this, but this Game of Thrones show is pretty fucking good. Yeah, man, it's a lot of shit going on where I'm at now. Let me think of what's going on. So, who am I fucking with? All right, so I was real tight. I was super pissed off at, what's my man's name? What's homie's name? I was sick with, Stannis Baratheon.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga, you know, sat making that sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
I was yelling at the TV. I was that type of bad, like, you are some bullshit. Like, I was pissed off. Like, so then whatever happened to him after the fact, that I was like, all right, serves you right type shit.
You telling this shit like you trying not to spoil it.
I am, you know what I mean?
Niggas done watched this shit, man.
Niggas done watched it, right? So, you know, yeah, man, what he did with his daughter, man, I thought that was the most sucker shit. That killed me. That really killed me, man. That made, I'm like, dog, you are so fucking turned out by this lady in red, man. She got your ass all the way there. I was even mad at the moms because all last minute now she got remorse now. Like, right. She wasn't down with the shit.
Right.
It's really
power that he was. He was turned out by the power. She gave him, you know what I'm saying, the alley-oop, but
he had the access.
Yeah, he knew. Yeah. He knew that he was the rightful, you know what I'm saying, heir of the throne. Right. You know what I'm saying? If you want to break it down to the paperwork.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
He was rightful, but that's the whole point of the whole show is that it don't matter what you got the rights to, what can you take?
Right. It's such a fucking it's so on par with what's going on politically, too. Like, when you look at just, you know, just the proximity to power and the angling for power and all of that other shit.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he would have been so quick to do that shit if she didn't have that that little stone disease. Mm. She'd have, you know what I mean? If she didn't have all that, he'd been, right. You know, he'd have let her go that quick.
Yeah, but that was the point. That's why she was always casted kind of away. You know what I'm saying?
In the cut, yeah.
Right. He loved her. That's why she wasn't dead. But, you know what I'm saying? She was in the cut. The mama damn sure banished her because, you know what I'm saying, she was no help to get Stannis to no power. So, you know, that's that bad shit. You know what I'm saying? The mamas that, you know, that just go for the money. The fathers that, you know what I'm saying, just going for the power. It's a bad family.
Yeah, it's wild. I'm watching the development of Arya. Arya is going through the fire, bro. Like, whatever's coming out the other side of that shit, she about to be a bad motherfucker. Like, where's I didn't see the right first now? Episode of this. This is the first episode of the sixth season. So she went blind. Mm-hmm. She out on the street begging. Not even begging, but just people throwing coins away. Mm-hmm. And then homegirl stepped to her with the sticks and hit her with a brutal ass whipping. She don't know where it's coming from. Right. Get that, and you could tell, like, you could just tell this shit is being forged. This shit, when it happens, whenever she get to the end of this journey, she's going to be a hell of a, because you could even see, even after that ass whipping, homegirl was like, I'll be back tomorrow. And you could tell Aria was like, all right, and I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be a little bit more ready. I might get my ass whipped again, but I'm going to be ready. So I like that. Fucking Theon then had his Toby back to Kunta moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, he done tried to step up finally and save old Sansa. I'm starting to fuck with Sansa now because she's starting to have a little bit more agency. You know what I mean? Because she was killing me. She was just so, like, in the wind with it. I like those... I like the little... It's a little comical. It seems like a little light, a little kind of off the tone. But, like, the... was it the four women? The Sands women? You know, like, they kind of just got introduced. And, you know, they on their own little shit. I thought that little moment in the cell... When homegirl was like, I'm not the most beautiful woman in the world. She hit him with a little bit of titty meat, you know what I mean? And little, you know what I'm saying? And through the, you know what I'm saying? Yo, her and the lady in red, Melisandre got the most titty confidence in the whole game. Like, every time she come out that road, she knows she about to show him something. Like, she like... That shit remind me of when fucking Ice Cube, when Doughboy pulled the shit up and had the gun on. That's how she be pulling them breasts out.
Yeah.
But
I guess they supposed to be like the, you know, that's make it work. Like, they can't resist. That's, yeah. Obviously.
Close this deal. But so that's been interesting to see how that's gonna play out. I still like Brianna Tarth. She's very formal, mad formal. There's a lot of shit going on. I mean, so this is the thing, and I don't want to really, I'm trying not to get too deep into this part of it. I mean, obviously people seeing it at this point, you know, but I don't want to hear, because from what you were talking about, I don't want you to tip your hand either way, but from what our conversations that I remember, I feel as though, Jon Snow make it further than I think, because I'm fresh off of him getting stabbed up by everybody, you know, even Ollie, you know what I mean? They got him on the table. They're trying to bring him back. Right. So we see, and at this point, he's still dead. I don't know if he's going to resurrect or whatever. Oh, and I will tell you this. This was one of my favorite shits, one of my favorite scenes. Funniest scene, one of the best scenes of the whole fucking season 5. Was when my man Sam Tarly finally got some ass. When he on the mend and Jilly about to throw it to him, and he's like, oh, pussy dog. I fuck with old young Tarly, man. The way that shit changed his life. Yeah, young Tarly was like, she's like, am I hurting you? He's like, no. Oh, shit, man. Shout out to Sam Tarly, man.
But, Ollie, I mean, you can't blame Ollie, though.
No, not at all. Especially when you see what happened.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What happened to his people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All he was there for was revenge. You know what I mean? They did it to him. So I don't blame Ollie. You know what I'm saying? It's a little, you know, he can't see the bigger picture. But
nah, he brand new. He a young kid. Yeah. He, you know, and he seen the fucked up shit. He seen, right. He was right there. Yeah.
Right. He don't see what's coming and all that shit. He just know these niggas killed my goddamn parents. Right. My whole little community. So fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Which is like the sentiment of all the cats at the wall over generations and thousands of years is fuck them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know, when you look at it, it's kind of like it's a parallel of what we going through out here. It's those people just trying to, you know what I'm saying? They trying to find their way to where they are safe. And you putting up the wall like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Fuck all y'all. Because we want to be safe.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it ain't no situation where everybody can be safe, I guess. So until then, until we ain't here no more, it's fuck you.
Yes, us versus y'all. Yeah, man. I bug out every time I see the Giants. Giants coming through. That shit is wild. Like, yeah, it's just so many. It's a lot going on in the show, man.
Man, it's good stuff, man. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Giant was like, what the fuck you looking at? That shit is hilarious, man. Oh, man. You don't fuck with Fargo, huh? You haven't gotten into Fargo, have you, or no?
No, I have not gotten to Fargo yet, you know.
Oh, man.
But,
Fargo's been good. Mm-hmm.
That's your shit. Yeah. That's your shit.
I'm enjoying it, man. I'm enjoying it. I've been fucking with Fargo since the beginning. So, like, I like this. I like this this season, you know. I mean, you know, Chris Rock is doing his thing. It's just so crazy because Chris Rock is such, you know, you're used to seeing him in a certain way. So when you're seeing him do certain other shit, you still see Chris Rock. It's hard for me to see him, like, disappear into the to the character of Loy. Right. Not to say he's not doing a good job, but he's just like, it's just so funny. Like when there's certain parts where he, you know, he's supposed to be very angry and you're like, man, go ahead, Chris. You know what I mean? You just waiting to laugh a little bit, but it's been good, man. It's a lot beyond him. Cause he's good. Beyond him, there's some other great characters. You know, Glenn Turman's on there. Mm. Jason Schwartzman, who plays, one of the fathers. Jason Schwartzman, mad funny. There's funny. What's so funny about the show is there's a lot of drama, but then they have these weird moments of just funny shit. Like, it's like real offbeat. Like, right when you don't see it coming, something real silly will happen. And not even like that that'll take you out of it. It'll still be kind of true to the mood or to the scene, but the shit is just ridiculously funny, mm-hmm. you know? And then they got the woman Oriata, who's like this weirdo nurse who's on some real diabolical, crazy shit.
Let me ask you this. What is the show about?
So the show, what happens is the show is, it's like an anthology, not an anthology, but the show is every season is a whole nother iteration of, it's just a whole different story. Remember when True Detective came out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like the first season of True Detective was nothing like the second season of True Detective. They're not linked.
Right.
So Fargo, the movie, was about some police officers I haven't seen it in so long that I almost forget what that was about. But each season, there's a whole different storyline. So in this particular storyline, it's about these various gangs,
mm-hmm.
these various mob-run gangs. And the thing is, how they try to keep the peace to make sure that everybody stays kind of in line is they take the youngest son of each side of the family and swap it to the other family. So basically, like, kind of like a hostage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got your little boy, you got my little boy. So that's kind of reason enough to kind of stay in line. There's still some wild shit going on and all of that. There's still some power struggles and things like that. And it's just really that. It's always brought to you, like, the pretense they always say is, this is based on a true story, and for that reason, we're telling it, you know, we're changing names, but we're telling it exactly as it is. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if it's always a true story. I think that's just kind of like some dramatic preamble,
mm-hmm.
but it's good, man. It's just good. It's just really good storytelling. And this particular story in particular, and I would have to go back, because I do say if I had to say out of the four, my favorite season was the one with Kirsten Dunst and Bokeem Woodbine. That shit was great. Like, they killed it. It might have been one of the best things Bokeem did. Like, he bodied that shit.
Mm.
But this particular iteration, not only is the storytelling good and it's funny and shit like that, but the shots are wild. Like, they're dope. Like, the shots are almost like portraits.
Mm.
Like, just just in the midst of everything, like when they just kind of like, you know, like the ending shot as they about to maybe even go to the next scene, the ending shot, it just the frame of it all would be dope. Mm. Like down to like how they got the, how they might have the character in the background kind of position. Like he's styled almost like the shit. It's fly. It's fly. Like it's a really good show, man. It's a really good show. I tell you, you should check that shit out. It's worth, worth checking out. You watch the first maybe 2-3 episodes, you'll see what you think about it.
Nah, no doubt. So you're saying it's stylistically dope and the storytelling is dope.
And the storytelling is dope. You're the storytelling to keep you in there. Storytelling to keep you in there. So,
and since it's an anthology, I could start with the Chris Rock season.
Absolutely. That's what I've been saying. Yeah, you can start with season 4. You don't need to get, you don't need to do all the other ones. Mm. You know what I mean? You don't need them to know what's going on. This is its own entire different story. Mm. So it's probably only maybe 6, maybe 7 episodes in. Mm-hmm. So it's still relatively early.
And it's an hour or 30 minutes?
It's an hour.
Okay.
It's an
hour. Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's an hour.
You know what I'm saying? So
it's good.
Speaking of like, you know, Chris Rock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, Dave Chappelle is hosting SNL coming up again. Election.
That was the other thing. That was the other part of the curse.
Mm-hmm.
Chappelle hosted the SNL right after the election last time.
Right.
And I was like, oh, shit. Here we go again. But I mean, do you think
that was part of it? Because that was a post. That was a post-election situation. It's almost like Uncle Murder's wrap-up. You know what I'm saying? Or like Skills wrap up. You know?
Yeah.
So Dave Chappelle's
to make
SNL.
Sense of it all. Yeah, to make sense of the solve.
Yeah. I wouldn't put curse on it because it was after the fact. You know what I mean?
Nah, I'm not. Look, and I don't really even like putting curse on the Beyonce thing. I think that it's just, like I said, I don't want to look at it like that, but it's just like, it's a reminder of what's it's like. What do they call that shit? Like it's like deja vu.
Right.
You're like, uh oh, here we go. Shit. Is that what we doing? That's what we gonna do? Fuck. But I hope it's different. I hope it's different. And you guys know if it's different or not right now as we talk about all this old school. Yeah.
But you don't know what Dave Chappelle gonna talk about on SNL yet.
Mm-mm.
So.
Nah. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see it.
Nah, no doubt.
SNL's been booking some real good hosts throughout this season. It's been on a nice run. I missed the John Mulaney one,
mm-hmm.
but they've been going with some good comics. Chris Rock, Bill Burr,
mm-hmm.
Mulaney, Chappelle. Shout out to Issa Rae. She got the host. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it was good. It was good. They've been going hard over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Chappelle been hanging out in A. I guess he's been workshopping his monologue. Out here.
Probably. I know he did a bunch of shows this weekend.
Yeah, I think he got one tonight.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Yeah. And you got to get COVID tested to attend.
Yeah, his whole shit, the whole time, all the shit that he's been doing at his crib all summer, like during the summer camp,
mm-hmm.
he been COVID testing everybody that came to that all summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He COVID testing his show. So it's like he investing a lot. Like I think the ticket is $135 to see him or some shit like that. And most of that probably is the COVID test.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm wondering. I guess you get your money back if you come up positive.
I guess because you can't come in.
right? You can't come in. Or do you got to, they got to piece off a little bit as the copay. You pay for your test though.
Yeah.
Wait, listen, we'll give you $85 back.
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess this was the only place wide open enough for him to test his material. Wide open at ATL.
Mm-hmm. Atlanta.
It was funny. I ran into them at the mall.
You running into everybody. I mean, that's Lennox. I guess.
This
Phipps.
This was Phipps.
Okay. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I was. It was like a. You know how you have these little moments within yourself. You be by yourself and shit, and so I pulled into Phipps looking for parking and shit, and wasn't really no parking spaces. And you know how, like in Atlanta, you know you fuck around and end up in a valet lane. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, how the fuck I get in the valet lane and shit. You know what I'm saying? My first mind is like, man, I'm not valeting. I can find me a park. Mm-hmm. And then when I pulled up closer. You know what I'm saying? The valet was just $7. So coming from New York, ain't no such, you can't park in front of your house for $7. You know what I'm saying? You fuck around and wake up late. That's a $55 parking spot you in.
Mm-hmm. 65 now.
65. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
65. Yeah, they ain't playing no game.
So I'm like, okay, $7. I bet. So coming out of the spot, I guess they had just pulled into the valet. Chappelle, mm-hmm. he was with Tip, T.I., mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? That whole crew. And so. Right. I'm coming out the door. First thing I see, still inside the mall. I see the Chappelle logo on his mask. And I'm like, oh, shit. Somebody must have went to the summer camp because I know they was giving them out at the little summer camp all summer.
Right.
But then I see the bald head. I'm like, damn, that look like Chappelle. Then I look up and I see T.I. I'm like, oh, that got to be Chappelle. You know what I'm saying?
right, that got to be.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm prepared. You know what I'm saying? I usually don't, you know what I'm saying, fuck with no celebrities and speak to them in public and shit like that, you know, bother them per se. But I would prepare myself like, yeah, I'm finna, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's Chappelle. I got to say something.
I gotta let them know. Yeah.
Then I walk out to the valet, and then as I open the door, you could hear the conversation. You know what I'm saying? And T.I. was in the middle of a, you know what I'm saying, a grand dissertation.
So as always.
So I'm like, you know what I'm saying? There was no room to really interrupt what he was talking about, because it was, you know what I'm saying, he was really engaged. So I was like, yeah, let me just leave them alone. They talking, you know what I'm saying, rich nigga, legend shit. Let me get him a car and go on about my business. So I left him alone, you know what I'm saying? I felt bad about it as I pulled off, because I just should have interrupted, because he wasn't really talking about, you know what I'm saying, it was something I could have interrupted. But
I like that judgment. He wasn't talking about shit. Nah, you know, but very passionate I said about
the shit. I mean, it was something it was shit to him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? It was you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can take it.
But you know, I ain't wanna be that way.
right. You don't wanna be a line stepper.
I just went on ahead and pushed on, you know.
Man. What were you about to say? What you have in mind to say? You know what you was going to say?
I was going to wing it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, man, I don't know. Yeah, you know, they black legends. You know what I'm saying? Black American legends, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I ain't have a script together, so, you know, I was going to wing it.
Right.
I never know what to say to these people in these, you know what I'm saying? As much as I be saying Barry David to you, that's how I feel when I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what to say to this guy. You know what I'm saying? This guy mind his business like everybody else. Love your stuff.
Right, like they don't hear that.
Like, you know,
you're great at what you do.
You're a legend.
Thank you.
You know?
Yeah, that's the word.
I mean, ain't like I can
look it up.
You know, Melisandre titties or nothing. You know what I'm saying? That ain't, ain't much impressive about, you know what I'm saying, telling the nigga. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he might want to hear that. He might want to hear some shit like that, but you know, it feel like the nigga hear the shit all the time. So, whatever.
Right. Yeah, nah, it's a tough one. it's a tough situation. You almost wish that they, you know, they strike up the situation. They see the whip. They say, okay, I see you such and such. Now you can come in on it. Well, you know, I worked on it. You know, there you got the entry.
Yeah, but it was a disconnect because my whip didn't pull up. You know what I'm saying? I was still waiting on the guy to come, but he was parking T.I.'s Rolls Royce truck. You know what I'm saying?
Okie-doke.
So I guess, you know what I'm saying? I guess they was like, you know, parking and bring me my motherfucking keys. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The nigga still had my keys. So, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't a good, you know, what's transitory moment. What do you call?
Right. Yeah, man.
But.
Yeah, he's a hell of a dude. He's legends, huh? Ain't that some shit?
Black legend. You know what I'm saying?
What you gonna say? Should have said that. Black legend.
Yeah. That's
sometimes I think if you just say the obvious and just say that shit with your whole chest, you gonna at least get an upturned eyebrow, and then your next line gotta be your best line. You know what I mean? Black legends. They're like, okay, well, nigga, what the fuck? Is you drunk or is this a salutation?
Here go the problem. Now that would be cool if you could just say it and keep stepping. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you don't want to say black legends and wait for your car.
Or off to the side in the awkward, in the awkward.
Like, doo, doo, doo.
Or you just say, well, this is awkward. Just say that shit. Well, look, you know what, though? I'm trying, that's my shit. That's my shit for this year. I'm really trying to say everything I want to say. Everything I feel like, you know, just be completely honest. Because there is a filter that most people go through, you know. And, you know, to be polite or whatever. Not to be a full asshole or no shit like that. You know, you got, it's all how you say it. But you want it to be said. Because oftentimes after you don't say it and you know what I mean? Like, I found myself in a situation where I probably should have said something that I didn't say. And it kind of, it went a little left. You know what I'm saying? Now, had I, you know, I can't really go all the way into it, but had I just said what I felt and what was the, you know what I mean? It would have probably worked out for the best.
Right.
It worked out later on, but like, you know, in the moment, you got to be honest with what you feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know.
That's the
struggle. I'm not even that into, I mean, I think I'm in tune with what I'm feeling, but sometimes I say, I don't know if I should say that, you know what I mean? But sometimes fuck it, that's what kind of needs to be said,
right?
That's what needs to be said, because then that should have moved it along. You'd be surprised. And it's funny, and it's so funny because you know how the universe kind of reaffirm certain shit. Like, I literally had this conversation the other day, right? And then I'm watching Chris Rock on Desus and Mero show, and they, you know, always at the end of the shit, they always say, yo, what's your bodega sign gonna say? And shit was like, clarity is kindness. And he was like, you know, the worst thing that you could say is, well, I didn't mean it like that, or what I meant to say was, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to saying what you meant. Because sometimes, you know, there's like A or B. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I want to say this, but I don't know if I should say that shit because I might look crazy, or I might look stupid, or I might, you know what I mean? I might look vulnerable. I might put myself in the, you know what I mean? They might judge me for being honest, or maybe this is unpopular. And then it goes unsaid, or even worse, it goes unsaid by you, but then somebody else say it, and the shit is well received. And they're like, fuck, that was my shit. Like, see, told your ass. That's God said, I told your ass you should have said that shit.
Right.
I mean, one of those things.
Literally, I really didn't have no thought to say nothing that was, you know what I'm saying, that I felt like I needed to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially in the equation of what was going on, you know what I'm saying? Because it was definitely, you know, one of them scenarios where it wasn't a conversation to cut in on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he was really going in, you know, on some real passionate shit, you know?
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. You don't want to be that. Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Hey, excuse me, Tip. I know you're, you know what I'm saying, talking about some important shit that you're saying with your chest, but, Dave, you know what I'm saying? My man.
Right. Cool story, bro. But yo, Dave, what's good with you, my nigga?
Yeah. Because you can't even shout him out after cutting him off. You know what I'm saying? Right. You can't be like, T.I., you the legend.
Now, did T.I. have on a, did he have a mask on? Or I know Dave had a mask on.
Dave had a mask on. I don't think Tip had a mask, but don't give me to lie.
Well, T.I. been saying, he says a couple sips of tea will shut down the COVID. You know, I don't know if you saw, he was on the little interview with Speedy Mormon from Complex, and they asked him, he was like, so, you know, he's been tested 13 times. He's been, you know, undefeated. So no COVID. But he said one of his theories is, he said he feels like, if you feel like something may have gone wrong, you feel some COVID action, like in your throat, what you want to do is you sip some hot tea, so that the hot tea will kind of burn up the COVID and push it down, you know, your esophagus, and then that shit will go down to your stomach, and then the stomach acid will do whatever. You know,
that was one of the early theories.
That was her early theory. There was also that theory. I don't know if you saw the one, like, take a bunch of orange peels and boil the orange peels and stand
put
over
your face
the
over.
Yeah, you know, motherfuckers is gonna have some shit to do.
Yeah,
especially and if they wind up negative, it's almost like you can't tell them they're wrong.
Right.
You know,
I mean, I looked at every theory, I mean, for a while, I was the theory master. I looked up every theory. I cross-referenced them. You know what I'm saying? I went from Cleveland Clinic to Fauci to, you know what I'm saying, to Twitter to, you know what I mean, to the Instagram queens of herbal eating and shit. I did all that. You know what I'm saying? I just took what I felt like was important. And one of the things that I was an early adopter on out of all that shit was the mask. Before they was talking about, you know what I'm saying, before they made masks like a legit shit, they was saying, nah, you don't need no mask. But I was like, well, shit. If the motherfuckers at the hospital wearing masks, then I need to wear a mask. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
It's like, shit, they the professionals. They fucking with this shit every day. I want to know what they know. And that's what I went with early from the jump, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Who would have thought we'd have still been fucking dealing with COVID in fucking November?
Well,
I remember when it looked like, I remember the first real messaging that I got was like, look, it's probably going to be about 2-3 weeks. Go ahead, get yourself some shit. You know what I mean? Lay low. 2-3 weeks, this shit probably pass over. And then it was like, maybe a month. And people was like, maybe probably June. Shit.
Listen.
First, I don't know. The
parallel that I saw, you know what I'm saying, pandemic, da-da-da-da, woo-woo-woo. You know what I'm saying? The last one was the influenza pandemic of 1918 or some shit, right?
The Spanish flu?
Yeah.
Okay.
That shit lasted 2 years. So that's what I put in my mind.
As a worst case scenario,
you know what I'm saying? I ain't want it to be 2 years, but it's like it took 2 years to cycle through to get you know what I'm saying, to get a handle on that shit.
Yeah.
So at worst case, I figure, you know, we got better technology, probably a year and a half, you know what I mean? But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Shit, we pushing on a year, goddamn it, because December it was fucking up China.
Right. You know what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna be back until at least maybe third, fourth quarter of 2021. We'll see. Ain't that some shit, but you know, yeah.
Damn, the world gonna explode when that shit open back up.
Oh man, it's gonna be but you know what? I'm curious, how long will that last? How long will that last? Like, how long will people be like, I'm going to live my life to the fullest? I know week one, week two, motherfuckers is booking trips. They going everywhere they want to go. They on the gram. They in the party. 3 months in, niggas going to be right. I'm going to be at the house. Fuck that shit. I'm back on.
Atlanta is 6 months in. So.
Yeah. Atlanta living it.
If that's a gauge, they shit ain't going nowhere yet. They hit full tilt. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? True. Everybody hosting their shit here. If you want to get a crowd, this is the place to do it.
This is where you go.
You know what I'm saying? Meg had her little Halloween shit with Cardi B here. Mr. Ruggs had a big weekend here this weekend.
Mr. Ruggs? I be hearing the name. Who is that exactly?
Mr. Ruggs, I mean, I can't tell you. I'm a new to Atlanta. But from what I understand, I've been seeing his name for a while. He one of Fab's homeboys, one.
Okay.
He's been here for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I've seen him on a promoting tip. You know what I mean? I don't know what else he do outside of promoting, but I've seen him promoting stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like with AG and shit like that. But he do a birthday weekend. It's kind of like a DJ Demp. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, all right. Right.
How DJ Demp do Demp Week.
Yeah.
He do like a Ruggs birthday weekend. Is always on Halloween, black party and shit like that. And then he own a restaurant out here called the Copper Cove. You know what I'm saying? Which is, you know, popping amongst the street elite. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's cracking. Like I said, I don't know much about him, but I do know he got that shit cracking. Whatever he doing, that shit working. You know what I'm saying?
And, yeah, because I definitely heard his name.
Because I'm going to tell you like this. You know, I had some people that was trying to come down. Well, that did come down, but they called ahead trying to say, you know, they wanted to get some tables at one of his parties and shit. So I hit up my people, said, you know what I'm saying, that fuck with it. And shit, tables was 20 grand.
Ooh-wee.
It's like, Ali, man, I ain't even going to do you like this. And I'm like, it ain't for me. But, you know what I'm saying, appreciate the concern. But it ain't for me, but I passed the word on. But shit, 20 grand, buying some land. But when you campaigning in the streets, that shit has nothing but the marketing budget. You know what I'm saying? People might look at it crazy, but that goes on your name when you out here in the streets.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That goes, it's part of the mythology. I seen them at the 20 grand table. Yeah.
That one of them 20 grand tables, boy.
Uh-huh.
Doing it.
It's like scoring 40 in the streets.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe 60.
Niggas still talking about Big Meech and them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They made movies in the club.
$20,000. I ain't ready for that type of.
Your whole 2 years worth of work, they spending the night.
Ain't that a bitch? Isn't that some shit? Like, damn. Oh, shit, yeah, nigga. That is the worst. Yeah. You came to celebrate your raise, little $4,000 a year raise.
Right.
they threw your salary at that bitch twice.
Twice. A stripper walked out with your salary in a garbage bag.
You can't even celebrate your raise because it ain't no more champagne in this bitch.
Right.
You had to go get a Heineken.
Right.
You had to walk to the bar and get a Heineken like it was fucking 2001.
No doubt. But you got to be okay with that.
Of course.
Because if you ain't got it to do it or you ain't willing to do it, you got to let it be, man. Let these players do what they do.
Yeah, you was a spectator. Tell that story later on Instagram Live years later. I was there. I was in that bitch.
What you got to do is figure out your own little play. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody ain't. And sometimes, like, there's been situations where, you know, I ain't never been to, you know, show out in the club. You know what I'm saying? But there's situations where, you know, you buy that table, you got your people, you know what I'm saying? You get a few bottles and shit.
Right.
It never felt good. You know what I'm saying? To me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not part of my campaign, and it's not part, like, that marketing ain't going to really do much for what I needed to do. So I stay in my lane, man. You know what I'm saying? I get my shit and do my thing the way I do it, but it may be a better place for me to put my little, you know, investment, per se, in my marketing plan, you know?
Right.
You might take, instead of, you know, $5,000 in the club on the bottles, you might take, you know what I'm saying, $600-700 on a dinner and really show out with some people that, you know what I'm saying, that you might be able to get some money with.
Yeah, you got to be strategic. You got to be strategic, because it's the worst when you blow a load and you realize, that didn't do nothing for me. Mm-mm. That shit, I could have kept that.
Zero impact.
This shit did not resonate. This shit did not resonate with nobody but my bank. This is
you know what I'm saying?
Fuck. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I remember I bought a table one time.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And it was people that was like, yo, let's get a table. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, cool. I knew the promoter. I bought the table. Boo-boo. Gave me a little nice little discount on it, whatever. But it was still, you know what I'm saying, more than I wanted to spend. You know what I'm saying? Then we get there. It was at Bed in motherfucking Miami when Bed was propping. Mm-hmm. We in there, we got a whole bed of shit, you know what I'm saying? They bring the drinks and shit, and everybody, you know what I'm saying? Talking about, I ain't drinking tonight. Nobody really wanted to chip in on the shit. Now I'm just stuck. Nobody having a good time, and I'm stuck with this motherfucking $700 bill or whatever the fuck it was. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Man, that's the worst. I remember one night, we was at table 50. I think it was like Wednesday night, Thursday night, whatever night Q-Tip would DJ. That shit used to be rammed.
Mm-hmm.
And Table 50 ain't even one of them. Well, it was when they were there, when Q-Tip was there. And it was like Q-Tip and Just Blaze, I think, that night. And people was buying bottles of shit. And it was popping in there. I was in there. We was four deep. Me and my squad was four deep. I don't want to disclose no names. We was in, but everybody's doing well now. But at at the time we was, you know, we was still up and coming financially. So we had the idea to say, fuck it, let's get a bottle. We went four deep on one bottle. And that's some broke shit, right? We went four deep on one bottle, but we didn't really calculate, because we looked at the menu. So we looked at it, was like, yo, we could swing that together, teamwork, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then, but we didn't calculate tax and gratuity. So that shit brought it up maybe about another $150 or whatever. So when the bottle came, a couple of us was all right with it. Like, you know, everybody was hit, but one of my homies was so sick. That nigga's like, I don't even want none of that shit. I don't want a sip of that shit. This is some bullshit.
Right.
It just had super remorse. And it just felt silly because nothing really changed except the fact that we could say we had the bottle, but it was still four deep on one bottle, which is, that's not flexing.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, you know, it was the cheap seats to the big game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we could say we were there. We could say we was in the building. But to your point, we could have probably skipped that. We could have probably done something way more strategic with that money. But it was a lesson. Paid for that lesson.
Yeah. Right. You got to be in the life to be able to reap the benefits of the life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't invested in the life, and a lot of people think that's just some bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why would I even spend all this money on just drinks and being in the club? But when your business relies on your name and your reputation in the streets and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's all part of your marketing plan. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And see, you know, sometimes you just got to understand that, hey, man, you're not a campaigner. You might just be, you know what I'm saying, somebody who put it together, da, 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 and let the campaigners do what they do. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Your campaign might be somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your 20 grand might go into something else that could put your name out there like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people might campaign better one-on-one and just do fancy dinners and shit with their peoples. You know what I'm saying? Here or there. You know what I'm saying? Once, twice, you know what I mean, on the weekends with one or two people. And that's a whole nother kind of campaign. Like, man, them motherfuckers always, they, you know what I mean, they do what they do. Your campaign might be, you know what I'm saying, showing up in different towns and having a great time. So you gotta know where your campaigning works best for your particular platform. You know?
Yeah, you gotta play to your strengths, and you can't campaign small.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta figure out how you could play it the biggest in your budget. You know what I'm saying? Because
So
if you're going all out.
Yeah. It's like Trump. Trump ain't really campaigning to them same people Obama and them was campaigning to, or the Bushes was campaigning to. They ain't no one, they don't even respect him. You know what I'm saying? Right. For him to go do a whole $1 million dinner and, you know what I'm saying, try to convince some old, you know what I'm saying, straight up and down Republicans to be on his side, that ain't worth his money.
Mm-hmm.
His money gotta go to them rednecks and them people he could put on TV and say all the wild shit to. You know what I'm saying? So that's where his money go further. He could and it go way further because they don't expect much. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. And so, he's selling hats.
Yeah, shit. And he's selling merch. Like, he ain't even. No,
his merch game is crazy. It's like Travis Scott.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand that. That's like when Obama started doing the, you know what I'm saying, raising money on the little apps and shit on the phone, like with the regular people. Like, hey, nah, you know, we trying to get this done. And the regular people is sending their money through their apps to working people. You got to know where you got to know where your folks at.
Know your audience.
Everybody folks ain't in the club.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. Anyway. Shit.
Yeah, man.
Anything else? You got anything else you want to talk
that's,
about?
That's about it, man. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's about it.
That's about it, man. I'm about to go, you know what I'm saying, get inside before the Trump trucks start rolling with the ARs and shit.
And go board your shit up. Yeah,
I ain't going
to
board my shit up. I'm on the 20th floor. I'm in the sky.
Oh, okay, there you go. Look at you. The towers.
I had to get to the tower, all the way up.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, man. We'll see. We'll see. Well, you guys already, we should, it's here.
Right.
So hopefully it was a good one. Yeah. But shit, until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Hello, hello.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Yep.